at diabeteseyecheck.org.
If your cooling system fails, you and your engine could be left freezing. Stop by AutoZone for peak antifreeze and make sure your car doesn't break down in the cold. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Mizzou Football on KTRS is brought to you in part by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, online at WKF.com. Your personal florist since 1883.
Hit the B square.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by ORIC. Seven locally owned and operated ORIC home centers here in the St. Louis area. You can also check their products online. O-R-E-C-K. ORIC.com. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now we're joined by Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Joe is here to talk movies and show business and what's happening in the nightclubs this weekend, and is rocking a turtleneck for the show today.
Well, that's appropriate. Thank you. I just shut that down before we started.
Ian, just moments ago, before we went on the air, Ian was giving you crap about it.
It wasn't that. It was his question that he asked. The second he walks in the studio, he goes, hey, what is that, a dickie?
Oh, man.
Look, times are tough for me.
Use my line.
Well, times are a little hard for me right now, but no, I don't care how hard things get. I will not wear it. Yes, I'm wearing a cardigan and a turtleneck, but they're separate.
Okay. I don't know that I've ever seen a human wear a dickie except for Howard Wolowitz on The Big Bang Theory.
You need to wear a black dickie under a white shirt.
No, go Cousin Eddie like a Christmas vacation.
Yes. Wait a second. Dan, have you done that?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah, just for the heck of it.
Why?
Just for the heck of it.
No, you don't just... For the heck of it, you had to purchase one.
Yeah, because you have to stand in front of a clerk and actually give them money for you to own that. I mean,
I would like just the front 20% of a shirt. Do you have those here? Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. What size do you need? What does it matter? It's only the front 20%.
It doesn't matter. Just the turtleneck I need.
No, you see, when you have the availability and the means to buy your own clothing, it's unacceptable for people to do that. Now, kids, they can wear the T-shirt that looks like they got the long underwear shirt underneath, and it's all sewn together. That's fine. They can't afford to do it themselves.
Yep.
But the second you can buy your own clothing, if you buy something that has a stitched half sleeve at the end of your sleeve, that's just not right. It just isn't. And you know what? And you want to do the math. I bet you could find a T-shirt, no-nonsense T-shirt, and a long underwear shirt cheaper than you can to get them sewn together.
I bet you're right, yeah.
And they'll be warmer.
Yeah, I'm curious about this, Dan. Under what circumstances did you wear a dickie in public?
I think I did it for the holidays one time.
As a goof?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So you didn't show it off all night then?
No, I didn't show it off all night.
Hey, everybody, I'm wearing a dickie. Or did you wear it and think, I'm going to see how long it takes before somebody notices that this is not the other 80% of the shirt?
No, because that's usually the question I ask. Is that a real turtleneck or a dickie? So I was waiting for someone to ask me that question.
Nobody ever did?
No, they didn't.
You know why? That's because they were all talking behind your back. Oh, man, things are tough for Dan.
I think Dan's trying to rock a dickie tonight.
Yeah, he must
see, he did it as a goof, but nobody knew it was
a goof. They felt sorry for you. They saw what you're wearing to a holiday party. And like, oh, poor Dan.
Poor Dan.
Gosh. I bet you a lot of people tapped you on the back. Hey, how you doing, buddy? You doing all right?
You know what? You show up with no presents, and they understand. You're wearing a dickie.
Hey, that's a good point.
Wait a second. You both seem to be implying that dickie wearers are usually people who don't have money.
If you can't afford a proper sweater and turtleneck and you need to get them sewn together, there's a good chance that maybe you can't rub two dimes together and there's some problems. I mean,
no, there's not even necessarily sewn together. I think they sell it just the one
piece. They do sell them definitely separately. Absolutely.
It's just a one piece. It's like a little flap in the front.
Yeah. It's got a little V. It comes down to a V.
A flap in the back.
I didn't know that. I thought they were sewn together.
It would be like going to Red Lobster and getting a lobster bib and putting a shirt on over that.
You're right. But I mean, come on. There's some good things we do. We got to find some of these dickies, Brian. You want to do a YouTube video that gets a million hits?
No.
I will walk around just wearing the dickie, no sweater. Yeah, there you go. That's how you show
beautiful.
Up.
Or wear the dickie on the outside of the sweater.
Yeah, because you didn't understand the directions. Perfect. All right, Dan, that's how you're dressing this holiday season when you go to your parties. You got to wear the dickie on the outside.
Nice green dickie.
Yes. Oh, it's brilliant, man.
What are you dressed as at this costume party? A guy who doesn't understand the dickie concept? Wow, you got it down, buddy.
And then it's brilliant. Next Halloween, I'll do the same thing, and I'll say I'm dressed as Dan Strauss. Perfect. Everybody wins in this scenario.
Where in the heck did the name come from?
The Dickie?
A Dickie.
Because it's the name of the... Because there's Dickie pants, the most uncomfortable pants in the entire world.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. You ever worn Dickie pants?
It's like that. It's like wearing Levi's, the same thing.
Yeah. And it's
look
just,
who I'm telling. Dan Strauss. I'm telling about Levi's.
Yes.
Which I don't wear because they don't fit right.
Go figure. Are you serious? Really?
Yeah. Dan wears Dickie pants.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
But not the brand name Dickie pants. He buys actual pants and cuts off 80% of them.
Yeah.
And it just kind of hangs in front.
It's just a flap.
So you got some Daisy Dukes. Some Daisy Dans.
Now, let me just bring up the other part of this. Even a regular turtleneck, which you are wearing today, I cannot wear.
Why not?
Part of it is because I have a fat neck. I'm a fat guy, and I've got a big fat
same
neck.
Same here, yeah.
But also, I suffer from claustrophobia.
Yes.
And having my neck closed up like that, like if I'm very lucky that I work in a business where I don't have to wear a tie.
Same thing when you have to button that top button.
If I have to button that top button, even if I don't have to put a tie on, but just buttoning that top button, right now, just talking about it, I'm starting to get anxious.
They got stretchy buttons. They got stretchy buttons now. You know that, right? Stretchy buttons where the button kind of stretches out. It's really cool.
Yeah, but then eventually it stretches back, and then it's right up against your neck. And
is this why
pressing
every time
against my Adam's apple, I can't take it.
Every time I come to this show and I happen to be wearing a tie, you're always like, just take the tie off. Just take it off. Just take off the tie. Loosen the tie. Is that why? Are you freaking out when you see ties?
No, I don't freak out when I see other people wearing ties. I just wanted you to calm down and relax.
Oh, okay.
That's two different subjects.
But
for instance, when I recently had to go to a wedding and I had to wear a suit and a tie, the whole time my wife kept having to poke me and go, "Stop doing that with your neck."
Like, oh,
my neck wants to escape from this extremely tight area that it's stuck in.
If I have a turtleneck or anything on around my neck, I'm like you. And I will pull on it until it's loose, so it's kind of dangling.
And then you look like one. And I'm sorry to the women out there. I've never understood this fashion thing, and I've seen it before. I see every time the weather gets cold, women will wear these big giant turtleneck tops that you could fit a hippo's head through the turtleneck, and it always ends up going down to one shoulder. It's pointless. I mean, I don't understand. It's like guys that wear Birkenstocks. You're buying shoes that were halfway made. I just don't understand it. You know,
it's a style, buddy.
It's a style.
It's a style.
Let me tell you, some women when they do the thing with the one shoulder thing.
It works.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. I just think it's a waste. It looks like you brought the wrong size. Well, I just think it's bizarre.
Well, maybe they should cover the rest up with a Dickie. I think that's what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah. we could pitch out the Dickie shoulder pads, right? We'll just sell like our shoulders. It'd be perfect.
And those are your movie reviews for this week.
No, that was fashion talk.
Well, I mean, if anything, we're supposed to talk about entertaining things. This was an entertaining subject.
No, here's the ironic part about all this. Neither Joe nor I saw any of the movies that are opening today.
This is very true.
Oh.
So what are we going to do?
Well, we could tell people that there's two movies opening up at a theater near you. One of them is one everybody says is brilliant. One is a movie that I don't think I know a single person who will go and see. So you got Nebraska, which is the movie with Bruce Dern, where he's the elderly father, estranged from his son. He thinks he's won some kind of it's like a marketing scam where he thinks he won some online prize.
Yeah.
And it's a father and son destination story where he goes to claim his prize, even though the whole time the son knows it's not happening. Yeah. I mean, this guy, it's a scam, right?
It's a road trip, right?
Right. It's a road movie, father and son movie.
And by the way, they're showing it tonight to kick off the St. Louis International Film Festival. Maybe they're not kicking it off, but tonight they're doing it. And Will Forte, who plays the son, everybody knows him from Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
He's going to be in town for the premiere of the movie tonight, and then he's doing a Q&A afterwards.
So is this a comedy, or is this...
I think the only time the comedy pops up is in kind of like ironic situations. It's more of a drama. It's more of a father-son.
A heartwarming type of thing or something?
Yeah, I would say heartwarming maybe. It was shot in black and white, so I don't think they're going for something that makes you feel warm inside. I think they're trying to strip down all the regular cliches you get in a father-son road trip type movie. I haven't heard a single bad thing about it. Mike Evans has been praising it for weeks.
I really want to see it.
So
I've always liked Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern can do no wrong, and the proof is in a movie that, you know what? I was going to do a completely different flick. I was going to do a completely different Diamond in the Rough flick because of what you just said. I'm going to completely derail myself, which is shocking. Yep. And I'm going to just derail everything. I haven't researched anything on this. I'm going off of straight from the hip memory, The Burbs with Tom Hanks. By far, one of the coolest, funniest movies you've never, ever seen.
No, I never even heard of it.
What?
Oh, the Burbs?
The Burbs.
I don't know it.
Yes, Bruce Dern plays Rumsfeld, the neighbor who's an ex-military vet who's completely obsessed with home protection.
Mm-hmm. Corey Feldman is actually...
Corey Feldman's actually good in this movie.
Actually good in a movie.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, Corey Feldman's in it. Tom Hanks in it. Princess Leia. Carrie Fisher, before she turned into a walrus, is in this film. The Burbs is one of those movies that came out in that weird time of the late 1980s, early 1990s, where movies were really dark. Even the comedies were just kind of darker. It was that whole thing where Tim Burton gave us Beetlejuice and Batman, and everybody's like, wow, these movies make tons of money, but they're dark and weird. So even the comedies were dark and weird.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks lives next door to the Klopex, and he is obsessed with the fact that he thinks the Klopex are chopping up their neighbors and burying them in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the Klopex fire up their furnace, flames shoot out the bottom of the house. Really weird stuff. But then the neighborhood all kind of band together to try and expose the Klopex for who they really are. Bruce Dern is in this movie. First introduction I ever had in my entire life to Bruce Dern, and I can't go 5 seconds without busting a gut at anything Bruce Dern does in this movie. In fact, it also featured a comedian. I don't know if this guy's alive or dead, and I think I'm going to butcher his last name, but Rick Dukeman? Mm-hmm.
Dukeman, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's in this movie, and he is just brilliant. There's not one miscast person in this film. It is completely hilarious.
Oh, the guy from Laugh-In, too.
He plays Arnie Johnson. He was one of the Illinois Nazis, the Blues Brothers.
Henry Gibson.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He's in. This is the elder Klopek in the family. Okay. And I'm telling you, if you like Bruce Dern and you've always wondered what it would be like to see Bruce Dern in kind of a slapstick comedy role, it's amazing. The Burbs is a diamond in the rough flick. B-U-R-B-S apostrophe is how you would find it. Look it up. Rent it. You could probably find this thing in a $1 bin in the Walmart, and it'd be damn well worth every single penny you pay. I'm telling you. The Burbs.
I interviewed Bruce Dern probably about 15 years ago, and I asked him what he thinks in his mind he's most famous for. And he said, well, I killed John Wayne. And I said, what do you mean? I mean, the way he said it in that Bruce Dern voice, which I can't imitate at all, but the way he said it, I didn't know what he was talking about. And he said, that almost killed my career. I'm the only person in movie history who on screen killed John Wayne, which isn't true because later on John Wayne did a movie called The Shootist, which was his last movie in which he was killed by somebody else. But Bruce Dern co-starred with him in a movie called The Cowboys. I think it was a Sam Peckinpah movie, maybe a John Ford movie. I want to say late 50s, early 60s. And Bruce Dern played the heavy in the movie, and he kills John Wayne at a time that no one would have killed John Wayne and lived to tell the tale.
Nobody could ever say Bruce Dern and heavy in the same sentence. The guy weighs like 10 pounds. Him going up against John Wayne, I would think, is a no-brainer. It's all John Wayne.
And he explained, I probably have the interview somewhere in my archives, but he explained that he actually was like persona non grata in Hollywood for a couple of years after that because the public reaction to him was, we never want to see that guy again. He killed the Duke.
Now, didn't we establish last week you're supposed to say spoilers before you give away the ending to a movie?
No.
Now I know John Wayne dies in the Cowboys.
Because we established that 50 years is enough time.
Oh, did we give the time?
Well,
we did.
Spoiler alert, next Friday is the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination. You know he's dead, don't you?
Yeah, well, I've heard, yes.
So Bruce Dern in Nebraska, I'm really looking forward to it because I like him a lot. And we'll see what Will Forte does as the son. And as I said, he'll be in town here tonight. Now, what's the other movie?
The other movie is The Best Man Holiday, which is a sequel to a movie called The Best Man. I guarantee you haven't seen The Best Man. Came out 15 years ago.
Are you kidding? Cedric the Entertainer?
Oh, you saw it then?
No.
Okay. So The Best Man Holiday picks up 15 years later.
I interviewed Cedric about the time that the movie came out. That was about it.
There you go. Well, look at you with the steel trap memory, man. It's brilliant. Yeah. Awesome.
Dropping more names here than Dick Cavett.
Wow. Just waiting for it. Didn't get it. Okay. Well, I thought maybe a rim shot could have been necessary.
No, right.
Really?
No.
Just trying to help out your self-esteem. So The Best Man Holiday takes place 15 years later. We find everybody from The Best Man back reunited. And all the black guys are harassing the one white guy who is now dating a black girl that they've all hung out with for quite a long period of time. So it is, that's it. It's being tagged as a comedy. It's rated R. Nebraska, also rated R. The Burbs, however, is not rated R, and I did recommend that as my diamond in the rough. I wasn't going to go with it, but once we start talking about Bruce Dern, I couldn't stop. Because when Bruce Dern shows up in a movie, you know it. And you know he's there. And to see him in the role that I'm talking about, in The Burbs, with Tom Hanks. And this is also before anybody gave a rat about Tom Hanks. He was the man with one red shoe, all right? He was the guy that was in Dragnet with Dan Aykroyd, when Dan Aykroyd still made people laugh. I mean, it was back in the day where, you know, Tom Hanks just, he's that guy, Joe versus the Volcano. I mean, he's just Tom Hanks. This is before Philadelphia. It was before any real street cred. I believe it was before the abysmal Bonfire of the Vanities. This is Tom Hanks at his, I would say, best pre-Philadelphia performance ever, is The Burbs. You've got to check out that movie, man.
Okay, I will. And one other Bruce Dern movie I wanted to mention, which I have not seen in a long time. It was a science fiction movie in which he is the commander of a spaceship that is carrying all of the trees and vegetation from Earth. Something has gone horribly wrong on Earth, and in the future, somebody, some agency has decided, well, you know what, let's save it because we're going to need the trees and the vegetation, because that's how we'll get humanity going again. We are all going to have something to eat, and that's the basis of it. So he is traveling around the galaxy in a spaceship that is carrying all this, a huge spaceship, and he's got these little robot assistants who help him on board this vessel, and then the order comes in one day, we've decided to cancel the project and you are to destroy everything that you're carrying. And he decides he is not going to go along with that. And things get very interesting from there. The movie's called Silent Running. It's out from 1972, I want to say. And I'm sure if I watched it now, it would seem incredibly slow. Like, if you've ever gone back and watched, like, the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, it just, compared to today's pacing of space movies, just incredibly slow. Because basically, it's him on board this ship by himself with these tiny little robots that assist him and kind of squeak and squawk. And it was a masterful piece of performance by him. But I bet if you watch it now, it's probably a little too slow.
You know, when you say Bruce Dern, science fiction is usually the first thing that doesn't pop to your mind.
No.
So you got to be a big Bruce Dern fan to sit through 2 hours of Bruce and the robots.
It was made by Douglas Trumbull, who was one of the top special effects guys of the 70s in Hollywood. So just thought I'd throw that out there.
So basically, he's on an arc, if you want to look at it that way.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up, did you see, now, I mean, I know it's radio, I get it, okay, but all of us that are tuned in, maybe you're tuning in via your phone, maybe you're tuning in on the KTRS.com website, you're internet savvy, we all know what YouTube is, you can all see trailers.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for the Russell Crowe movie, Noah?
No.
Okay. Nobody has.
No.
All right. You do realize who Noah is, biblically.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Here's the problem. I've seen it. I've seen it 3 times now,
wow.
And I've got a bit of an issue. This is just based on the trailer, right? So I know we can't judge a movie on the trailer, but I do it anyway. What bugs me is you've got Anthony Hopkins playing Noah's dad, which I don't remember Noah's dad in the biblical sense of things, giving him advice, being there. It's kind of like, you know, Superman's dad type of thing going on. I just don't remember that aspect, but it exists. And Noah's got a daughter played by Emma Watson. I don't think Noah's daughter was really that hot, but I'm moving forward beyond that. They never, ever say a certain word that I expected to hear in a trailer, an epic trailer, by the way. I mean, we're talking big sounding score. What word do you think I would expect to hear?
Does it start with G and end with odd?
Yes.
Okay.
Starts with G, ends with odd. But you know what word they do use? Creator. They refer to anything up there as the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't use the G word, which I think might not be a good sign if you're going with a biblical epic starring a guy named Noah,
yeah,
who has to build an ark,
yeah,
right? Because he says the creator is telling him that there's going to be a flood, there's going to be rain, because he sees these, he has these wicked wild dreams of all this stuff happening. So he decides he's going to just start building this ark because it's bound to happen. A couple things popped in my head when I'm watching the trailer. By about halfway through the very first time I'm watching it, all I could think about was Evan Almighty. I couldn't get Evan Almighty out of my head. I'm not saying it's too soon.
Is that the Steve Carell one?
Yes, it's Steve Carell as Noah, basically. It looks like, I'm like, okay, is this a spoof of a movie that's kind of a spoof in and of itself? No, they're trying to take it seriously. Okay, they're trying to take it seriously. Fine, fine, fine. I couldn't get Evan Almighty out of my head. And then I couldn't get movies like 2012 out of my head. It is basically a disaster movie, which has been done time and time again, ever since that one shot in The Perfect Storm, where we see all the guys in the fishing boat and they're going up against that wave,
yeah,
that big CGI wave.
Yeah.
Ever since then, we've been inundated with disaster movies that involve giant waves. And by the way,
I'll go back further than that. Poseidon Adventure.
Well, the original. Yeah. Don't tell me. Oh, and then they did the remake.
No, Poseidon. The original.
But yeah, they just called it Poseidon. Well, whatever. Gene Hackman nailed that movie. I absolutely loved Poseidon Adventure. Yep. So while I'm on this little rant, if you don't mind, the perfect storm where everybody has a dirty fisherman beard, kind of look like Ian Geist, just a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, no offense, man, but it's true. So the thing that I can't stand about that movie is it's based on a true story.
Yes.
They tell you that.
Yeah.
And then they show you the very end, spoilers, all the guys die. Well, then how do I know that that 2 hours was accurate? For all I know, they turn on each other and they start eating each other at the very end. I can't stand it when they do that. It's like the movie Titanic. None of that actually happened. I mean, yeah, the boat went down, but all those people were fictitious.
Mm-hmm.
They even get, well, okay. I can keep going on.
I can answer you because I interviewed years ago the woman who was the captain of the other boat that was involved that did not go out to sea that day, but she was in touch with the character that Clooney plays in the movie by radio through the entire time, and he was telling her what they were up against and where they were. Now, the actual dialogue that took place on the boat, obviously that's fictionalized because all those people died, but she knew Linda something. She knew all the details of what happened that day, plus all the meteorological stuff and all the stuff that was going on shore, because she went back and wrote her own book about it, which became part of the basis of the movie. So, you know.
Okay, all right. I still think it'd be awesome to find out that it all went cannibalistic and he was just basically sitting on a pile of dead bodies.
No,
we're going to play cards now.
No, there actually was a perfect storm and it actually did happen.
Fine. Well, the perfect storm special effect I've seen over and over again in disaster movies. So while watching the trailer for Noah, and I do, I encourage everybody out there, watch it, give it a shot, because I'm wondering what's going to happen. Remember when The Passion of the Christ came out? You knew that every church everywhere was having sermons. Hey, go see the Mel Gibson movie.
Right.
They were literally doing that.
Yes.
If the word God is not going to be mentioned in a movie called Noah, and they refer to him as the creator, I wonder if churches are going to get up on their pulpits and say, hey, let's all see Noah. Yay! It'll be great. See, I'm just thinking that's a big, giant error. Huge error, in my opinion.
I wonder why they did it.
It just seems a bit bizarre because it's not as if everybody... I mean, I can't think of a single person, I don't care how old they are, everybody knows the story of Noah and the ark and the animals and all that stuff. Oh, and by the way, I'm over the CGI. I really am. With a budget, with Russell Crowe, with the director of Black Swan helming Noah, all right? You've got tons of money. You've got Russell Crowe money. You can't go to a zoo and borrow two animals of each kind. All you need is two. That's it. You don't need to have like a herd of 50 elephants. Just two. Mm-hmm. Every zoo has at least got two animals. Why? Because they need babies. So you go to a zoo, you get two of each one, and just film them. I don't care if you film them in front of a green screen. I'm sick of the CGI animals. I'm just sick of it. Because every CGI animal has CGI spit. Every time an animal roars, you get the CGI spit flying straight at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it. Done.
I don't know if this is you or the turtleneck talking.
Sorry.
we've got to take a break. We'll come back with more showbiz stuff in just a moment here on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how the Friday afternoon commute is looking right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, eastbound on the Poplar Street Bridge on 5570, you had a stalled tractor trailer when I flew over it. It was blocking the right lane, and they IDOT got with it, and they're slowly pushing it off on the Route 3 ramp. But that's got traffic backed up on northbound 55 in that ramp right lane back to Highway 44. We had an earlier accident at eastbound 70 at Jennings Station. Looks like that's been moved out of the highway also, but you have traffic jammed up from Bermuda. Southbound 270, that was just a little bit heavy between Olive and Ladue, again at Highway 40 through the Clayton Road overpass. And southbound 55, accident down by Highway Z has traffic backed up there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's Snapshots with Santa, a new holiday tradition. Get the app from Kohl's.com. Take a photo in-store, customize, and share with your friends. Plus, find gifts for everyone at Kohl's Making the List sale. It's happening today and tomorrow. Kohl's, expect great things. That with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the annual Turkey Day game. And it's here exclusively on KTRS.
you're hosting a company Christmas party or wedding, nothing gets the crowd going better than live entertainment. The best source for live entertainment for many years is and continues to be Bob Cuban Entertainment. Bob Cuban has performed everywhere from presidential fundraisers to father-daughter banquets. Their spectrum of musical expertise ranges from the big bands and 50s to the 60s and 70s. The 80s and 90s, and even the music of today. Bob Cuban Entertainment can provide the live band to make it an event to remember. Give them a call at 636-532-0788. That's 636-532-0788. Or see their website at bobcuban.com. That's Bob, K-U-B-A-N.com. The Bob Cuban Band, providing live entertainment to make your event truly memorable.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Who is it?
Chilly winter draft. I wanted to come in and hang out around the back of your neck and maybe swirl around your feet a little.
Yeah, not interested.
No problem. I'll just make my way in through these rattly old windows.
Tired of the cold invading your home? Replace those drafty old windows with triple pane windows from Amazing Siding and Windows. Three panes of glass with sealed vapor barrier between each mean no more chills when you sit near the window. Right now, you'll save $150 off every amazing triple pane window. Or beautify your home's appearance and block out the cold with Amazing Plank acrylic siding. With an extra inch and a half of solid graphite insulation, you'll add an additional R4 insulation value to your home and make it impervious to the elements. Now save $4,000 off whole house Amazing Plank acrylic siding, or save $150 off every window. Call Amazing Siding and Windows for details. 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
You keep saying you've got something for me.
It's ankle boots.
Something you call love.
Those super stylish ankle boots you love from Old Navy? This Saturday only. They're just $19 for women, $15 for girls, because girls' feet are smaller.
One of these days,
try this Saturday only. Plus, this weekend, all shoes are up to 35% off, only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select styles and in select stores only, Saturday, November 16th, while supplies last.
This Friday and every Friday, Jim Holder and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Seiberg's six area locations is near you, go to Seiberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Seiberg's, an eating and drinking company. Seiberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com.
This Sunday, Busch Stadium comes alive.
with the Baby Boomer Bash. It's indoors, it's free, and it's not just for boomers. Bring the whole family and get your picture taken with a World Series trophy. Fred Bird, the Rams cheerleaders, and KTRS personalities. Play around in the photo booth. Enter to win an autographed Mizzou football signed by Coach Frank Haith and Coach Pinkle. Mizzou tickets, Cardinals tickets for next season, opening day tickets, and more. And it's all free. You'll discover resources for seniors, boomers, and families with vendors and exhibits from the fields of healthcare, finance, travel, and home remodeling. Oh, and did we tell you that it's all free? Well, it is. It's free. F-R-E-E. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab for more about the 2013 Baby Boomer Bash. This Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. indoors at Busch Stadium. From High Z Advisory Group, Life Care Centers of Florissant, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan and Joe are all here with me. Before we get back to showbiz-related stuff, I have to play for you my favorite audio clip of the week from the news. In fact, this may be my favorite audio clip of the month and would certainly be in contention for my favorite audio clip of the year.
Wow.
It is from Rob Ford, the embattled mayor of Toronto, who last week admitted that he had smoked crack in a drunken stupor.
Oh.
As if that was an excuse.
After he said he didn't. Has never smoked.
You know, 6 months ago, he claimed he had never done that. And then this week, he went in front of the City Council of Toronto, where one of the lawyers or councilmen on that council said, are you still a zero-tolerance person when it comes to drugs and crime and that sort of stuff? Yes, I am. Have you ever bought illegal drugs? And he paused for 8 seconds and then said, yes, I have. Which would have been our audio cut of the week if it weren't for this one, in which he started talking about some of the allegations that have been made against him about various things that he's done above and beyond what we'd heard about with the crack and the drinking and all the rest. Apparently, there have been allegations of sexual harassment of some of the women in his office. And here now is Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. Remember, this is the fifth largest city in North America. And here he is talking about the allegations from one woman in his office about things that he said to her and his response.
Litigation will be starting shortly. I've had enough. That's why I warned you guys yesterday, be careful what you wrote. Okay, so that's all I have to say for now. And the next thing, I want to call Mayor Britannia in Hamilton and tell him that we're going to have to spank the little tiger cats. Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
Oh, mama.
Was that on record? Because I think it scratched.
Wow.
That was in front of about 35 cameras and microphones and people.
I love all the cameras start intensifying after he says that.
If you're a reporter in Toronto, every day for the last 3 weeks has been a great day for you. I talked about this. You do a radio show in Toronto. You don't ever have to talk about anything else.
No.
All you have to do is say, did you hear what the mayor said today?
Open the phone lines.
And there's 3 hours. Oh, I have more than enough to eat at home. All right, Your Honor. Thank you very much. If you'll have a seat now, we'll get back to the real world.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the guy you said is the doppelganger for Chris Farley, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Tommy Boy come to life in the flesh. And there's a lot of flesh. All right, what else is in showbiz?
I got some news I don't consider to be all that great. How about they're trying to greenlight a sequel to the 1989 film War of the Roses. No joke. Yep.
Danny DeVito played the lawyer for Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're trying to do a
overrated movie, I think.
Well, and it got a lot of critical acclaim when it came out because they were trying to pitch you like, oh, Romance in the Stone, Jewel of the Nile, they're back together. But they played completely different characters who hated each other, going through a divorce. And in the end, they killed each other.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Come on. It's only been a quarter of a century.
Sorry, man. All right. And so they're trying to do a sequel to that, which makes no sense. There's a video on YouTube. I'm sorry for the video thing. Have you seen Jean-Claude Van Damme, The Splits?
I just saw it today.
Okay.
Yes.
It mesmerizes
you. What is it?
Okay. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme just, he's like in a trance. All he sees is his face. And then he opens his eyes. He starts talking. What you don't realize is his feet are on top of these two big 18-wheel trucks.
The side view mirrors of the truck. So the camera pans out, and you see him just standing...
On top of these two side view mirrors of these two trucks.
So, the two trucks are head to head?
No, they're parallel. Driving alongside each other.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And then he starts saying that he's going to do the most epic splits of all time. And then the Enya music kicks in, and you're just watching his crotch. You're watching his legs.
The trucks separate a little bit as his legs just go out to the splits position.
And I've watched it because I'm trying to think if.
Trucks are going backwards. Did you notice that?
Yes. And I'm trying to think, okay, is it a trick? Did he start with the splits?
Oh, you know what? And they reversed
it. And then they reversed. But either way, he did the splits.
Yeah.
And then they, raised him up. But they
Or it's all CGI'd. And he did nothing.
That's the problem is I keep watching it. And I'm like, wait a minute. His legs elongate. I think they elongate. I'm telling you, Paul, when you during a break or whatever, just watch it. Because once the Enya music kicks in, you are hypnotized by the legs of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Fair warning, everybody. Don't watch it while you're driving or anything. It'll mess you up. Watch
are there other things that you recommend people watch when they're driving?
No, you shouldn't watch anything when you drive.
Right.
Some people, I've seen people, man, on those smartphones and whatnot in traffic.
Let me ask you this. How relevant is Jean-Claude Van Damme anymore? What's the last time he made a movie? I'm serious about this. What's the last time he made a movie that anybody cared about? Because there was a time when this guy was a big box office star.
I'm glad you asked that because he was in a very big, high-profile film. He played the villain, and it was called The Expendables 2 with him, Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Bruce Willis.
Oh, really? Okay. See, I don't get my Van Damme newsletter anymore. I've even forgotten how to pronounce the guy's name.
All right. He's still pathetic. He can't speak, right? I mean, he still can't. Mm-hmm. There was only one time when I was excited to go see a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. I'm guilty of it. It was the movie Time Cop. I was guilty of getting into it. I've tried to watch it again. The paradoxes could make your head explode. Avoid it like the plague.
Who made better movies, Jean-Claude Van Damme or Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal. Before he inflated.
Because of Under Siege.
Yes.
If you take Under Siege out of there.
Ooh. I don't know, man. His first couple that he came out with, they were just brutal. And he had that way of fighting that basically is kind of like what they did with the Bourne movies, really. But he has that way of really quick fighting.
Yeah.
Van Damme was just too intense. And plus, when Steven Seagal spoke, you understood what he was saying.
Yeah.
And he made the ponytail kind of work for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. But then I think he really fell in love with himself more than anything else in the entire world.
Yep.
And I blame him for Kelly LeBrock. I mean, because Kelly LeBrock was so hot, and then she got on the Steven Seagal diet, and they just both blinked at the same time. If you look at it, you could probably find a YouTube video of them just expanding over 2 decades.
Was Kelly LeBrock the one in Weird Science?
And the woman in red.
In red.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She was in red.
Okay.
Yeah, and as a kid, I know the exact moment where if you had the VCR, you could press pause.
Okay.
And you could see it.
All right, fine, Mayor Ford.
What? I'm just saying, I remember being that kid. I didn't say what I was looking. Okay.
One more story, and then we'll get to the bands.
Fine. Spoiler alert. Can I say, is that okay?
I don't know yet.
They're going to do, they are right now in conceptual, whatever you want to call it, on a spinoff movie to the now Anchorman franchise. The spoiler alert is that it involves a character you don't meet until the next Anchorman movie, which comes out this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at your face, so you can tell me with your facial expression, should I go further?
Yeah.
Fine. They're going to be doing Walter and Baxter, The Adventures of Walter and Baxter, because we find out, spoiler alert, Ron Burgundy has a son named Walter. And, of course, we all know Baxter is the dog. And seriously, Adam McKay and the writing team are putting together The Adventures of Walter and Baxter, a spinoff in the Burgundy franchise.
I'm actually a little worried about Anchorman 2. I liked the first Anchorman movie. I thought that they were all terrific in that. The best scene, of course, is when they're all singing Afternoon Delight. Just perfect, perfect, perfect. Very clever. And clever and stupid comedy at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit worried about it because they're so commercial with it. Will Ferrell's in character is doing the Dodge commercials and all that, and they're doing tie-ins with all sorts of other things. I think it just looks like we did this for the money.
Well, all right. Anybody out there that's got the Anchorman Blu-ray, go to your special features. And what I had forgotten, they did the same thing when the first Anchorman came out. I mean, they did so...
Not before it came out.
Yeah, before it came out, there was an MTV Movie Award where everything was Will Ferrell as his character of Ron Burgundy, who we hadn't seen yet. And a lot of people thought it was like an SNL type skit, but it wasn't. He was warming everybody up to the character of Ron Burgundy. They did the same thing with Napoleon Dynamite. Right when Napoleon Dynamite hit the indie circuit, and everybody started talking about it, they had that kid show up everywhere as Napoleon Dynamite. They're kind of the same thing, but yeah, I think they're a little bit over the top on the marketing campaign for Anchorman 2, which kind of bites, but I can remember months back, I was just chomping at the bit for a trailer, something. I want to see a picture from Anchorman 2, and they didn't show you anything. Now they're showing you everything.
Yeah, everything.
So I'm a little bit worried as well. Also, when you get to a point where there's so much self-awareness of how good you are in a certain role, sometimes the performers take it for granted that everyone's going to love what you do because you made this character. I'm talking to Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop 2. Just because he made the character and it worked once doesn't mean you can go crazy with it the second time around.
Or third time in Eddie's case.
That was a shame.
Yeah.
That really was.
All right. In the nightclubs this weekend.
All right. Here's a couple options for you. You might want to go check out a show. Ellen the Felon. We're starting with tonight. Ellen the Felon. CD release party at the St. Louis Stadium. Black Dog over at Turner's on Main Street. Lucky Dan and Naked Mike are playing the Highway 61 Roadhouse. Drug Lust will be over at the Livery Company. The Little Big Bangs are at CBGB. Hathead Jones playing over at Lemons. Hung Like a Martyr at the Crack Fox tonight. Spellcheck, who spelled their name S-P-E-L-C-H-E-K. They're playing over at Pops. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles at the Fabulous Fox Theater tonight and tomorrow night. Very, very good show if you could buck up for the ticket. Tomorrow night, Chitty Bang playing over at the Pageant. Devil Driver is at Pops. Fred Friction at Off-Broadway. 1918 over at FUBAR. Ed Kowalczyk. Yes, bald Ed Kowalczyk, the lead singer of Live, who just whined and whined. Now he's whining at small venues because he decided to quit the band and no longer has a meal ticket. So you can see Ed Kowalczyk of Live. And before he plays, a live tribute band plays. How pathetic is that? That's over at Blueberry Hill. That's tomorrow night. I'm sorry if you're listening, Ed. The Round Heels are over at the Demo. DJ Forensic at the Crack Fox. Presents for the Dead at Lemons tomorrow. And Thunder Biscuit Orchestra will be playing over at the Shanty. And last, but not least, I've got five concerts here for this coming weekend. One of them is entirely made up and fake. The other four are absolutely real. Are we ready to play, Paul?
Yes.
Okay. Googleplexia, Saturday at the Way Out Club. Super Wiener, Friday at Cicero's. Smooth Talking Perverts, Saturday at Mangia Italiano. My Iron Lung, Friday at FUBAR. Bob Bumblebee Kamoski, Friday at Thurman Grill.
Wow.
Those are all great.
Four of those are real?
Four of those are absolutely real.
I thought maybe you had flipped it. We have one real one and four fake ones this week.
Now, what was the first one?
Googleplexia.
You want to take that one, Dan?
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to take that one.
I can run down to five again.
I'm taking Smooth Talking Perverts.
I like the last one, too, that Bob...
Bob Bumblebee Kamoski.
I like that one.
I'm taking My Iron Lung.
All right. And the winner is Joe Hipperson for coming up with Super Wiener Friday at Cicero's.
Wow.
You can take that band name if you want. I checked. It is available. And if you take it, give me credit in the liner notes of your first album. That would be me, the manager of Super Wiener, Joe Hipperson, signing off. I'll talk to you next week. Big 550 KTRS. Hip on entertainment.
Hey, what kind of show do you do? Well, we start with Dickie and we end with Wiener. That's what kind of show we do. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, brought to you by Oryx, 7 locally owned and operated stores and online at oreck.com.
All right, let's go up and see if this guy's wearing a Dickie in the plane. Checking traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Yeah, right. Look at if you're traveling eastbound on 70, that earlier accident near Jennings Station has traffic backed up to near Hanley. Westbound 64, you're running slow Kings Highway through McCausland. 270 out to the Boone Bridge. You've got long, slow stretches there. And then also from 94 out through Highway 70, westbound 70 is jamming up from Zumbel through Mid River Small Drive. Southbound 170 heavy at Del Mar, and on westbound 44, you're slowing Murdoch through Elm and from Mraz to Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store, Kohl's Snapshots with Santa, a new holiday tradition. Get the app from Kohl's.com. Take a photo in store, customize, and share with your friends. Plus, find gifts for everyone at Kohl's Making the List sale. It's happening today and tomorrow. Kohl's, expect great things. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Missouri wins it 104-67.
Tomorrow, the Warriors from the University of Hawaii head to the Sprint Center in Kansas City to take on Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers.
And Missouri takes the lead with 31 seconds to play.
Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6. Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550.
Bang!
KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Concealed carry is coming to Illinois. Are you ready? Get 8 of the 16 required hours of training now and beat the rush. Metro Shooting Supplies is offering classes in Belleville and Bridgeton. Stop by and sign up today. Convenient weekend classes are forming now. Metro's instructors are certified by the NRA. They're experienced in law enforcement, the military, and competitive shooting, and they're fully insured. Thousands of students have been already trained. Get started on Illinois concealed carry training at Metro Shooting Supplies. BuyLearnShoot.com. BuyLearnShoot.com.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lundquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, everybody. Good Friday afternoon to you.
Likewise.
So Alex Rodriguez was reportedly caught having sex with a woman in a bathroom at a Miami hotel. And, of course, the question everybody wants to know, did he wash his hands?
Why is that even a story?
I don't know. Well, it's a new way of timing a Thanksgiving turkey this holiday season. Here's what you do. You put it in the oven, and then you sign up for Obamacare online. By the time you get logged in, the turkey is finished.
Or you can keep the turkey you already have.
Or it's burnt.
And questions continue about the security of the healthcare website. For example, half the people that have already signed up online have been charged for a Dean Martin celebrity roast DVD.
What?
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Yeah. More and more Americans are finding health insurance cancellation notices in the mail. That's the bad news. Good news is there are so many cancellations being sent out, the Postal Service actually earned a profit this quarter.
That's nice. Good.
And finally, Mike Tyson reports that he was headbutted by his pet tiger recently. It's easy to spot which pet tiger is. Michael's usually the one with the missing part of his ear. Did I call him Michael? Did you? You did. Well, we're kind of formal. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Also brought to you in part by Guthrie Ranker. No one gets that.
Oh, yeah, that's the production group, isn't it?
The Dean Martin thing, yeah. Thank you. I'll take obscure references for 600, Alex. It's 5 o'clock. The Harris Challenge coming up after the news on KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson.
It's been an amazing